back home in the garage with my motorbike, which is a Triumph Scrambler 900. And I've spent a very large chunk of the day getting it sorted for another year's hopefully joyous riding. Just riding back from Wellingborough. Right now I had a dark thunderous cloud right behind me in my watch, which tells the weather, was saying, uh-oh, serious thunder clouds ahead. So I just had the throttle open all the way back and I could feel the rain catching up with me. It was a lovely ride. Lovely ride when you're kind of trying to outwit nature. I was in Wellingborough, Pure Triumph Wellingborough. There's a couple of Pure Triumph franchises around the UK. The Wellingborough, I believe, is my most local, even though it's a half an hour or so open throttle down the 14 and 45 from where I live. The guys there, though, just always seem to go that little bit further. I've had a full service today, and if you saw the list of what the full service entails, it's pretty incredible. Suffice to say, getting back on the bike, having kind of dropped it off, they let me work a little bit in their kind of coffee area, and then I found a really nice cafe just round the corner on their recommendation. But between dropping it off and picking it up, I might as well have picked up a whole new bike. It just feels smooth and gorgeous and fast, and God knows what they do. I'm not the biggest bike tinkerer, I'll be totally honest. Twisting the tap from reserve to reserve on the tank when I've run out is about as mechanical as I get with this. I clean it a bit occasionally because it is quite chromey for my liking. So it does, you know, it's nice to keep the bits from rusting. But I'm not a mechanic. I mean, I can fix stuff when it goes horribly wrong, but I don't like to touch stuff. if someone else can do it for me, if I'm totally honest. So the full service was glorious. On top of that, though, unbeknown to me, because I'm on a 2008 plate, last week, in fact, before I went and got my tax, so they should have probably told me, they didn't check properly, my MOT was due, my first MOT, as the vehicle's only 3 years old this month, and I was scuppered, really. So they said, when they were handing the keys back over to me, do you want us to see if we can get you an MOT now? And I'm like, yeah, please, that'd be great. I'm thinking, wow, now that is service. They found a guy that would do the MOT in the next half an hour, loaded the bike onto the van, took it for its MOT, waited for it to be done, back on the van, brought it back, didn't charge me for any of that kind of stuff. MOT, £29. There was an adjustment needed on my headlight, but that was it. That is just, I don't know. For me, it's like, well, I'm pretty passionate about this bike, and I don't get very excited about, you know, certain makes and certain brands, but there's something about the heritage of the Triumph and, you know, the 1902-ness, the history, the bike. I don't know, it's an inanimate object that I get quite excited about, and I know the guys at Pure Triumph Wellingborough are equally passionate about their bikes and the kind of bikes they're selling. So I just wanted to say thank you so much, guys, and I hope one day you happen to be googling yourself and you see this bit of audio with me saying thanks for the awesome service. I will recommend you to anybody and everybody that should be looking for a new bike or already be clued up and switched on enough to be riding a Triumph. Thanks, appreciate it. Just sort your coffee out in the coffee machine. I have to bring my own next time. It's a bit rank. Can't have everything, I suppose. Thanks.